supposed to do something else. I mean, we've got incredible results with them. So good.
What's the number?
I don't know.
Denver.
Well, you know.
Yeah, Colorado.
I'll sit here by.
I'm going to do that. Pete, is what's the name telling us, Mike? Mary? Who's got the key? There's too damn many people with keys here.
I have one.
Start in verse chapter 5, verse 43. Remember that the Beatitudes are a contrast. I mean, what he really has done is taken the law and then defined its spiritual meaning. And so you, throughout the Beatitudes, he says, "You have heard that it has been said, but I say unto you." So it's a technique of teaching that takes the person to what they know well and then blows their mind with it. So the ancient Israel was much like the modern Israel in terms of their thoughts about enemies. They had many, many enemies, and their thoughts about him were the same as the modern Israel's thoughts about Palestinians, or Yasser Arafat, or Hamas. So if they would have had the weapons, they would have done what modern Israel is doing, but without the political pressure of the other countries keeping them from going crazy. So this statement of Christ, where he said, you have heard that it has been said, or you have heard that it has been, you have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? Be thou therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, for someone to say, it would be like going to the most strident, you know, somebody like Benjamin, what was his name?
Netanyahu.
Benjamin Netanyahu, and telling him that in order to fulfill the requirements of his religion, he had to love the terrorists. Yasser Arafat. And it's not that it's an option. It's not that something you should try to do. It's something that defines whether you are a child of your Father which is in heaven or not. Now, who could possibly think that not loving your enemies was an indication that you had fallen from grace? Can you understand that? Now, love here is a verb, remember. It means it's an action. You love, you give breath, you give importance to your enemies. Not like you give importance to your enemies because they're enemies, but you give importance to them in terms of laying down your life for them. Now this takes us out of the brethren. The brethren, the laying down, herein you know that, you know, the love of God, that you lay down your life for your brethren. Now it says you lay down your life for your enemies. And this is another one of these tells, if you will, in the cosmic poker game, is that if you have aught against anyone, then you've fallen from grace. If there's anyone in the universe that you haven't forgiven from the heart, you've fallen from grace. And if you cannot love those who you believe are your enemies, you've fallen from grace. It never has anything to do with the object of the sentence. It always has to do with whether or not you have fallen from grace. There is no position that you can be in which justifies anything but laying down your life. Now, this is huge. This is another one of these things that will blow your, it'll hurt your brain cells. If you really try and if you really see it and you live it, and if you, when you don't live it, if you, you must repent. How can I repent for not laying down my life for my enemies? Well, if you're a child of your Father in heaven, then that's who you are. It's not that you're going to get any better and try to do it. It's the fact that the evil one has manifested himself in you by the test of having an enemy come in your face. Now, can everybody understand me? Can everybody hear me? Does anybody not understand? Now, I expect that it will be dealt with, right? I'm talking about on a minute-by-minute basis. What this does is it destroys your right to ever be mad at anyone again. It destroys your right to ever be upset with anyone again. You understand me? Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Please. I mean, hopefully I'm getting better, and so if I'm walking around and I see anything else other than this, then you can expect to have a come to Jesus meeting. What we've done here is elevated the meaning of discipleship. Understand? You've lost the right to be upset. Understand? You've lost the right to be frustrated. If something frustrates you, you're wrong. If you get mad at somebody, you're wrong. Period. Called the Glenn syndrome. Disobedience, so you'll continue living in darkness. Please. All right. If you love them which love you, what reward have you? Then even the publicans do the same. If you hang out with those that you like or are like you, what you're no different than any other Gentile. Remember we talked about the idea of if you're going out or having a party or getting together, don't invite the people that you like. Don't invite the people you want to hang out with. Why? Why would God say that? Is this touching anyone? Gary?
That's on the side, right? I think I hang out with people I like.
Right, I do. I think you've created a clique.
Well, why don't you and I get together and talk about that?
Well, let's talk about it right now since we brought the subject up.
Bring other people into it, and also think.
No, let's talk about it right now.
Okay, let's talk about it now.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Well, do you have a response to it?
Well, I don't think you're right.
In what way?
Well, what your direct comment is, I go around with people I like.
I'm saying to all of you that your natural inclination is to hang out, go to a movie, go to dinner, go on vacation, whatever it is, with people that you are friends with. That's the Gentile way. But if you're going to be like your Father, which is in heaven, then the opposite should take place. You should take the people that are the least able to repay you in any way, even by their actions. And nobody has any response?
Well, I'll take a risk. I've been lying to myself about some things, and that's what's been stirring up inside of me, and I've turned my anger with my inability, excuse my language, but be true to myself and to what things are going on because of fear of rejection. And,
I have no idea what you just said.
Well, I need to empty this, okay? Because you're saying to be honest and to speak forth what's there. So I've always had an inability to, until I've sabotaged it, and I don't want to do it this time.
What are you talking about? Your relationship
with
women?
I've been getting real angry with my inability to express myself with some frustrations with being a Levite because I'm scared to death that everyone's going to like turn on me or something. That's in my head, and I know that. And so I've been dishonest with Pete. I've been dishonest with John Bojo, or you. John Rutledge, Harry, Carolyn, and dishonest in the fact of doing what you just said, and I don't want to do that anymore. But I got to get to the root of it, or I'm going to continue to do it, because that's insanity. The thing is just going to go away. The next day is going to be better. And those are the core of the people that I just named that I truly love the most. And why I'm here is because the people that I've always loved the most, including my mother, my wife, and my children, I've always sabotaged them. And I don't want to do that today. And I'm scared. And I have fear about my future. And about my dad knows about my condition. Those that don't, please ask me. And he found out, and he shook his head in shame. It's disgust. And asked him when I'm going to get a fucking job and grow up. So, I haven't gone out and put any drugs in my body so that can solve everyone's speculation. I'm just scared and I'm angry at myself. Not at anyone else. I don't even hate my ex-wife. If I had a person I can't forgive is myself.
Well, you know, I mean, it's obvious that.
All right, just let me say that.
Well, I thought you had it out.
I have. But I get to a point, man, and I'm like a volcano. And I don't want to make those same decisions that I've done anymore because it doesn't work. Self-medication for me doesn't work. If it works, I do it. It doesn't work anymore. I feel that shit. And I know that this is part of the process. I know I'm safe. here, but I've just got a lot of repentance. I'm not doing what I've been doing. I don't like the person I am today.
Bury the son of a bitch. Leave him behind. It's not that big a deal, Glenn. You're taking yourself far too seriously. Just walk away from him. There's been somebody masquerading as you for however old you are all these years. And he's done everything in his power to cause you to feel separate and alone and isolated and fearful. That's his job. He's called the Antichrist. His name he's been masquerading as Glenn. It's not, you've got to see, this is the core, this is the ultimate, this is the place, this is the turning point.
I feel like it is.
There's no solution, you understand, except to leave you, to walk away from yourself, to leave all of Glenn behind. You have to come to the place with Christ where you said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And listen carefully to me. Listen, look at me. Look at me. Get over yourself. Each one of us must come to that place where we are with Christ on the cross and we say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And there's no answer. We don't hear any words. We just die. You want to talk about shame? You want to talk about, I was the fair-haired boy of the Texas Republican Party. I was all, all of a sudden, boom, I walked away from everything. Everybody thought I was crazy. Everybody thought I was insane. Everybody, they were ashamed to have me around them. You can't nurse this. You can't massage it. You can't get any soothing words. This is the point of whether you want to, this is discipleship. Everybody has to go through it. There's nothing that you're going through that isn't common to all men. You understand that?
I believe so.
There's nothing special about your temptation. There's nothing special about your test. It's just common, ordinary flesh. Now it's common, ordinary flesh in its death throes that is trying to resurrect itself. And this is a place where that's not going to be permitted. You're not going to get any soothing words or nice pats on the back, nothing. You're going to get the message of the cross. And that's die to yourself. Leave yourself behind. And the prayer is the same as the prayer of Christ in the Psalms. Bind me tightly to the horns of the altar. And then wait on him. Wait for his resurrection. And stop all the hiding. Stop all the crap. It's getting old. It's getting old to you. It's getting old to everybody else. That's why I purposely said it was the Glenn syndrome, the promises that I never kept. Now leave that son of a bitch behind and walk away from him. That person is the chief of sinners. He is worthless. He's worthy of all shame. He's worthy of all possible penalties. He has no rights. He has no right to try to be anybody. All his plans are idiotic. All his past life was fatal and futile and empty. It's supposed to be that way. I'm not just talking to you. leave the son of a bitch behind. Including my Bible. I wish I had that. You understand me? This isn't, you're just feeling sorry for yourself. And it's just, it's sickening. It's fine for a while, but now it's time to put away those childish things. You put them away by divorcing them, just as you divorced your wife, or your divorced wife divorced you, or whatever the hell happened. You separate, never again, to even, it's a shame even to think about it from now on. Right now, you have no past, and you have no tomorrow. You live now. Enter in to the secret place of the Most High. Right now. Under the wings of the cherubim. Right now. Seated with Him in the heavenly places. Right now. Where there is all love, all peace, all perfection, all joy. And leave everything about you behind. You come here to get fixed, you're in the wrong place. And that's where you've been. You still think you're going to get fixed. You still think you're going to live the little yuppie country cut life. It's all bullshit. It's all gone. If you want to do that, that's fine. But you're in the wrong place. This is ultimate right now. Father, I leave this behind. I leave all of it behind, in the earth, buried. Can you say that?
Take a look. John, I'm willing.
No, can you say it? Forget the willing bullshit. Father, I leave all of this behind, buried forever in the earth. It's like standing up, oh, Father, I'm willing to someday jump in the pool. Jump in the fucking pool! Not be willing to. If I hear anyone, listen carefully, if I hear anyone giving him words of encouragement and telling him it's going to be all right, I'll kill you. It's not going to be all right. Only he is all right. Your worst fears are going to come upon you unless you leave him behind. No psychobabble, no bullshit. Is what I told you when you got here, before you got here. I warned you not to come because I knew this moment was going to happen. Now you're buried with him in baptism. You're hanging on the cross. And all the other analogies or whatever, parables you want to talk about. But the point is, you are tied tightly to the horns of the altar. You are buried under the water. And unless he takes action, you are dead meat. You can't trust any of your ideas, any of your thoughts. Father, take those, get thee behind me, Satan, every time one of them comes up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. It's just a trick of the evil one. That's why the Lord's Prayer, we ever got Father, our Father. Now, that guy over there isn't your father. That guy's son died. Our Father who art in heaven. And it's not just your, it's our. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day this bread of the presence, this bread of the face, the sustenance of mystery. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Lead us not, in the word there it says, lead us not inward in any way, but to the contrary, deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Can you see the momentousness of the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, not my natural father. If I still think of him as Father, then it's a sign that I've fallen from grace. Can you hear that? Because God doesn't want us to have these labels. They're just parables. He wants us to have that. He wants your father to be your brother, your mother to be your sister in Christ. No longer any labels. You got to stop hiding. And I'll make fun of you more than you ever dreamed of if you keep it up. We'll make the Glenn syndrome as popular as the Lewis syndrome. You know I will. There's nothing to be afraid of. Well, God wants you. I've been 1,000 times. I'm there now. It's safe. It's wonderful. It's perfect. There's joy unspeakable. But it's also zeal. You've got a call in your life. The first of it is to die. But God has called you for his purpose. You've been chosen from among billions of people. Not to have anything to do. I'm not talking about anything to do with anything you've ever done before. Now can you see why I kidded you so badly? Because you were getting jobs counseling drug addicts? You were eating their flesh. That was your sustenance instead of Christ. Now it's time for a new life. Give us this day our real daily bread, our real sustenance, our real satisfaction. You say amen? You say amen?
Amen.
Real loud. Can you say amen as you said it earlier, as loud as you were talking earlier?
Amen.
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 Okay. Now, does anybody understand? Does anybody have anything to say?
It's like a refreshing rain.
Yeah, if you see yourself for what you truly are,
what happened here?
You heard that one.
I'm sorry. What? If you see yourself as what?
You see yourself like you really are, like when you express, open, starting out, then turning away from it, repenting of it, really not that. That's the only choice you can have, walk away from it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you really understand, the only choice is to pick up the rocks and commit suicide. There's no other choice.
Maybe you understand what Paul said, that if there is no resurrection, you're the most miserable man.
That's exactly what he meant. He wasn't talking about sometime in the future, he was talking about right now.
Mm-hmm. Listening to this exchange really brought clear to me a lot of the things that I've heard you say over the last 10 years, or however how long. This stuff about you've never existed and made yourself, I mean, it's been like words. And something that I can't grasp. I understand the words, but I can't grasp it. But it's coming very clear. Last week we watched a movie called Beautiful Mind about a paranoid schizophrenic, and they dramatized his, what it was like inside his head, so that the audience believed and experienced what he was experiencing. And it's just abundantly clear, the thing about you never existed. It's just we create. This thing creates a reality. And the reality is called me, or Glenn, or whatever. And it's just, it's a fucking hallucination.
It's
drop it and walk away.
It's a golem.
And to, you know, the idea of seeing, like as Gary was saying, if you see yourself for who you truly are, you know, nothing to criticize Gary, but it's like, even that is giving too much importance to this hallucination. It's just...
It's just...
As you said, it's like taking a crap in the woods. It's not even worth a second thought. Just walk away.
We're going to have a field trip.
Well, I mean, really, it's just...
We used to have field trips where we'd go and study dog vomit.
Rain will wash it away. It'll go into the ground.
We studied dog doo-doo and dead cattle. And to make them get down and look at it, said, "That's you."
Never write my children.
Yeah, I think they're all there.
Aren't we righteous? Any thoughts, Kevin? So you didn't have any response to him, all his reaction. I love you, God. John Bojo?
Yes, sir.
Any response? Get rid of this sentimentality. It's just bullshit.
Lynn just realized it's all on tape.
Good. Going out on the internet. Mail it to your dad. Yeah, you understand at some level. I know you do.
Yeah. I understand. And I know that's
no more time.
I know I'm at a turning point because I know that I don't want to do what I've been doing anymore. I want to bomb. I don't want anyone. I don't even care if I have approval right now. It's how serious I am about what I'm talking about. It's either that or blow your brains out. Because
if you do that,
I have to for once be true. It, I don't think it's to yourself. I think it's to Christ that's in me.
Amen.
That I'm so confused because I've always gone on people's persuasion and people's, instead of everything you said is true. I know from the core of my being, instead of allowing Him to guide me. And like He's done to the people in this room that I know that He's done it for. Because I see it in your lives. I see it in Pete. I see it in Harry. I see it in John. I see it in everyone's eyes and life. So I know it's not bullshit. I know that I need to be at peace with it. That either I'm here working as a Levite to be a full-on Levite. I've just been frustrated with it, though. I've been frustrated with the job level and the stuff that I don't know. My mind has said, you know, there is just nothing. It's not going to go anywhere here. That you're not. It's not fulfilling. I'm bored.
There is no job description.
I know, and I'm bored with that. I'm just speaking myself.
I know. But my point is, my point to you is, you haven't given it a chance.
That may be true.
Because your mind is keeping you locked into the previous image of you.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Well, then you've got, again, the only solution.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. I want to be clean. I want to feel clean, and I already do feel already lighter because this has been really. Harry explained it the best for me to understand some things as far as the mind goes. I mean, I just I think he's been down the road where I've been. I think early years, some of the stories that he's told me and stuff, and
yesterday,
I feel like
yesterday.
Well, but I just want to be honest with myself.
Well, and
if I'm not honest with myself, how the hell am I going to be honest with you about how I feel when I
don't
even can't even be honest with how I feel?
Well, but again,
does that make sense?
Yeah, but stop. Just give up.
Well, giving up is he's getting it out.
That's right. That's part of it. but just, I mean, internally, surrender.
It's absolutely essential. Or you will blow your brains out, or you will hide and leave.
Yeah, but the issue is the recognition that there are no options. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Then if there is no resurrection, then you're the most visible of all men.
I'm reminded of a little exercise we used to have us do, which is, okay, I am bored. All right, now, let's say the sentence this way. Jesus is bored. Does that make any sense?
No.
Where is Christ in you, the only hope of glory? So, yeah, that sentence, it's kind of...
Well, I've heard you specifically say, right there, I'm getting bored.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I believe Jesus was getting bored with the rebellion of the disciples. He said it. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. I'm just saying I was getting bored with the rebellion, with the no, you know, the lack of zeal, the constant bickering, the little judgments going on, the little acting just like Gentile crap. Somebody once said that Bible studies were boring. Well, I've never had anybody say that to me.
You talk more about the stars and stuff.
Yeah. This is a... place where you come when you know you can't make it. For many, they just come and stay for a while and then they move on to something else. For the corp, it's a place to come because we need each other so badly, because it's our Father. I know that I'm going to spend eternity with these people. They're closer to me than my finger is. And I know, I knew this time, first time I met you, long before you came here, that God had called you here. I know that He's chosen you. I know that all the things that have happened in your life, He has done. He has wrought them in you to bring you to this point. And I know that you don't have the slightest thing in the universe to worry about. I know that you can walk out of this room as light as a feather. Never again put on any weight on your shoulders. You can stay in that position. I know you can be a faithful disciple. But the only way that can happen is you have to stop taking yourself seriously. So that's what's set before you. And we gotta go. Take it, large person. Who can, Pete, will you feed Princess?
Yeah.
There's an open can in the refrigerator.
Okay.
You know, you get a little bit of stuff out of the office.